You might have seen over the past couple of days in Perth, where a children's hospital construction stopped on it because some of the products that came in from China have got asbestos in them, which just makes you, well, how the heck would that happen? Oh, surely there's approvals and stuff you have to go through. The sort of, well, about 2 years ago, I was lucky enough to go to a roadshow for the Master Builders Association, and one of the gentlemen who was there was talking about the big problem that's happening now, that the industry and government and anybody else hasn't caught up with the fact that you can get stuff from overseas come through the back door. Now, obviously, most of this stuff would need to be approved, but it doesn't get there. So people are starting to use it, whether it's a home handyman or, in this case, big company starting to use stuff thinking it might be approved. The regional manager for the Master Builders is Malcolm Hull. He joins us on the program this morning. G'day, Mal. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, Dave. How's your world going?
Yeah, very good indeed. Loving it.
Excellent, mate.
So, mate, that's the truth, isn't it? That a couple of years ago, this was brought to the attention of everybody in Queensland, and if anything, it's probably got worse.
It really has, Dave, and it's becoming a real problem for the building industry in the aspect of Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner are purchasing products online, getting them delivered from a factory in another part of the world, straight to their doorstep, but they're not complying with the Australian standards. Now, the Australian standards have been around for a very, very long time, and they're there for a reason. They protect you and me. These products are coming in not complying with the Australian standards, and they are causing significant problems.
The cost of building a home traditionally has been a little more up here because, of course, those standards also come into cyclone ratings and various other things too. So when you're building a home, you have to build it to a specific standard. And we are known around the world, I know this, because of the strength of those standards.
Absolutely.
How are they getting around the corners, mate?
Well, just by doing that, just by on the internet and dialing up somewhere else in the world and seeing you know, light fittings and kitchens. We have had our owners who have supplied whole kitchens. But then they found, and we do have some instances where there has been found to be asbestos in some of these products, particularly kitchen bench tops have come out. And you mentioned the one in Western Australia, and there was also some other ones in Melbourne. And so it is a real, real concern. And we're now starting to get the builders, if owners are supplying anything, we have to get them to supply a significant amount of paperwork to ensure that it's going to comply. And if it doesn't comply, the builder has every right to refuse to use that product.
So that's when it's provided by the person who's having the work done. But for a builder, do they have to sign off on every piece of material they use before they can use it?
Absolutely. They have to be able, they're responsible for that to a point.
Yep.
To a point. Now, we had another major thing, something products coming in from overseas in the last couple of years, and that was that Infinity electrical cable. Huge issue. Now, that was put out there by a major hardware store throughout Australia. So you would assume, Dave, that you and I walked into that hardware store,
yeah,
we bought something off the counter, we would assume that it complied. But then, of course, it didn't, and that caused some significant problems for the electrical and the building industry.
Oh, would do. Well, you can't mess around with electricity. So what's happened in WA then, I would assume that because, and I won't mention the name of the company, but it's a very big Australian company that's doing the building, you would have thought that they would have had to sign off on the materials they use before they use them, as you just said.
Well, that is supposed to happen, but we've also learned in recent times that these overseas companies also know how to photocopy and copy Australian standard stamps.
Oh, get out of here.
So some of this stuff is coming into the country that has the Australian standard code number on it, the stamp and all the correct stuff on it, but it is still not complying. They're just putting it on there. It's a minefield, Dave, and we haven't got to the bottom of it yet, and I don't think we're out the other side by a long shot.
And one would have thought that this is not just a local or state government thing. This is probably a federal government thing where we need to bring in some standards that must be adhered to, and things like photocopying, which is just ridiculous. I mean, it just can't happen again.
We are aware of companies that say, what standard do you want on this product? And they just put that stamp on. We've heard that story a number of times. So this is a serious issue. And I know that sometimes the consumers are always concerned, and it is always a concern, about the cost of building and the cost of housing and how much it is. But I think if they use a reputable builder to the best of his ability, he is making sure that this doesn't happen.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.